With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, hello, and Jaimayomis. It's Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic and this magic mini episode on the snow full moon gracing our sky and reaching peak illumination at a minute before noon Eastern Standard Time, 8:59 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday the 16th. And this is the last winter full moon of the season, which is said to be named by Native Americans as they were hit by heavy snowfalls in February at that time. I will be in the Rocky Mountains at that time, and I am hoping, I am praying to be hit with at least some snow. Little flurries. I don't need to be hit with heavy snow or a blizzard. But, you know, I want some snow. Praying for some snow would be nice. Snow that's safe to drive in. Anyway, when I think of snow, I think of home, but what it symbolizes for everyone, I think of purity and flowing from the heavens. You know, not in the context, of course, of highlighting purity culture at all. No. But in the context of no matter what your human has done, no matter how impure your human is in it, the experience of life, or what your human feels about life or about their self, no matter what your human has experienced, there's still a pure place within you who does not judge, who does not shame, who does not berate you, but embraces your unique, beautiful self in a gentle way, like a snowflake. You are a snowflake to this part of yourself. As cheesy as that sounds, but snowflakes are one of my favorite poetic symbols, as they represent individual perfection and gentleness. I read this ancient Zen proverb that says, "A snowflake never falls in the wrong place." And this snow moon falls in the sign of Leo, which, what a perfect time, what a beautiful time to embrace our snowflake, right? A beautiful time to royally embrace you, all of you, as the Leo moon may amplify confidence and courage, or at least open the way for you to find that space. Or you can simply just use this moon as an excuse to be like, look, this is the time, it's a Leo moon, I'm gonna be the most courageous and confident person I've ever been. You can envision that person in your mind, what you think a extremely confident, fearless, boundless individual looks like or acts like. And why not just simply behave in that manner? Your confident self is not a mask. Your confident self is truly you being you, the purest you. And so this moon may open the way for you to find that space, especially if you've struggled with self. Perhaps you can take advantage of this moon to find that confident space that you soul deserve. Of course, the way we embrace ourselves this week will look different for everyone. Some may want to celebrate this loudly and gregariously for the world to see because that lights their spirit. Others may want to be at home in solitude and do what lights their spirit in the comfort of their bed. And some may do something in between. It's going to look differently for everyone, of course, as again, it's not a mask. It's you finding that most confident self. And you can use expanders who you think that extremely confident, authentic person is and tap into that, but in your own way, in your own light. Of course, for the full moon, we're going to be releasing, we're going to be manifesting. But for this particular moon, no matter what your plans are, I think that something else to tap into this confident space will be very beneficial. And there are many techniques. I'm going to provide one that I personally think helps. But of course, if there's something else you want to explore, I mean, it's your world. It's a Leo moon. It's your world. Do whatever you want to do. But yes, we will touch on releasing and manifesting. I've talked about it in most full moons, so it's going to be brief. But there is one exercise I'll personally be using, especially on this full moon. I've used this tool many times, and I know that I'm going to preface this by saying that I know that for many it sounds a little hoity-toity, a little vanilla spiritual mumbo-jumbo. And yeah, sure, in a certain headspace, especially if you're unwilling, of course, it's very awkward and weird. But man, if you ground into the willingness and openness to experience what may come through, and you're simply just a little open, a little hearted, a little open-minded to just experience it without judgment, though you will have judgments, but when they come up, of course, you ask them, you know, to take a back seat. Right now is not the time. When you open to this exercise, I mean, it's such a powerful tool that has been tried and true, that's free for everyone. And of course, as you judge the experience,
especially if it's your first time doing it, there are likely going to be voices in your mind that's like, this is BS, this is weird, this is awkward, yada yada. Observe what comes through there, as perhaps there's a reason you're resisting it. Now, if you're open to it and you've alleviated or eliminated a lot of the resistance, and you're open to shifting that perspective as resistance may pop up, then this is going to be such a magical, powerful tool to take advantage of during the Leo full moon. So mirror work is an effective technique that was originally taught by someone who I was very swept away by her work when I started my spiritual trajectory, and her name is Louise Hay. And the objective of this technique is to show love to yourself. It's simple. And show love to yourself so you really feel it and embody it. For some may be learning to love themselves in the process. That may be the goal. Or for others, it may be exploring more magical seeds within the self. Or it could simply just be emphasizing what you already love about yourself and making sure you continue to hone it, as this, just like exercising, you need to continue to exercise in order to preserve the muscle for this. I mean, this is one technique of many, of course, that allow you to preserve that self-love muscle. And so let's do it during this Leo moon, because it's all about you, babe. It's all about you. So, we're going to use the power of affirmations in the process to share these messages we want to experience with our subconscious and plant these healing thoughts that support us in the development of our confidence, our self-esteem, our feeling about our beauty and our peace and our joy, and allowing all of the chaos and negative thoughts to simply float away or take a back seat. They are not welcome here, definitely not right now. So I recommend that if you have the space and time as well, to perhaps begin with grounding yourself and maybe a short breathing exercise, focusing on the inhalations and exhalations as you're quieting the mind for a period of time in a meditative state, just to simply allow yourselves to ground in your body and observe what's going on within your body before you approach the mirror, if you have the time. But no matter what, you can simply just go right to the mirror. The key is to stare at yourself. Focus on your eyes, your irises, your pupils. Seeing the human who knows you more than any other human and who has been there with you through everything. Seeing the strength of that human, the light in that human, the love in that human. And taking intentional inhalations and exhalations in the process. As you say out loud to yourself, preferably out loud, of course. If that is part of the resistance, you can say it in your mind. But man, there's so much power when you say it out loud, because you not only feel it internally, but you feel it externally around you. And you're saying it out loud, louder than the voice in your mind that's telling you otherwise, that's saying not so kind things. You are louder than that voice when you say it out loud, and allowing that vibration to surround you externally as well as internally. Anyway, positive affirmations like I love to begin with, I love you. I love you. I love you. Feel that love. Feel that love surround you. And other affirmations that you feel like, I am woman, I am fearless, I am sexy, I'm divine. These are lyrics by Emmy Melly, and whew, that song can really get you. Perhaps even before you approach the mirror, you can listen to a song like that and really ground into the spirit. Anyway, just say whatever comes to heart, trusting that this is what you need to hear and what you need to remember. I am beautiful, I am powerful, I am creative. I believe in my abilities, I believe in my strengths, I believe in me. And I am filled with hope, and I am filled with joy, and I am filled with love. Whatever comes to mind, and really feel it. More than the words, it's about the vibration of that experience. How you feel, the knowing, the embodiment of that experience of those words. And I don't set a time really when I do this, but I guess it may last from 4 minutes up to 11 minutes sometimes. You know, they do recommend doing 10 minutes or more, and definitely no less than 2 minutes. And of course, it's highly recommend to continue this practice and exercise it like a muscle. Maybe you can challenge yourself to do it daily for a week or, 30 days, 21 days. And the seasons that we do feel more love for ourselves are the sunniest, and we do seem to find more love and less judgment towards others as well. And ultimately seeing the beauty in others and connecting with others on a deeper level, because there's not much we're really seeking other than connection, and seeing the beauty within them, that is their own snowflake and the uniqueness within in them as they get to see it within you. And so approval from others, or, you know, resenting others, really simply slips away the more we feel that love for ourselves. And another bonus, of course, is that you become a magnetic force for your manifestations. And yes, of course, it's a full moon. Of course, we're going to do some manifesting. So maybe, perhaps, right after the mirror work, in this uplifted state, it's a time to release.
I'd love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways, like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause, or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively. And so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden, Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing! You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com.
Take out that pen. Release what you know your human is ready to release. Perhaps, I mean, it's a Leo season. All manifestations for me, I'm all about the candle, but especially during the fire signs, perhaps light a candle and work with that fire of Leo. Write down what you want to release. And then close your eyes, holding the candle, meditating the words you just wrote down into that candle, sending that energy into the candle, and then open your eyes and blow the candle flame. And as you see the smoke rise, that simply symbolizes the energy within releasing into the heavens. Of course, releasing, I mean, it takes a lot more work than just that, especially it depends on the trauma, the severity of the trauma. I highly recommend breath work for releasing as well. Brie Melanson, who's going to be on Monday's episode, has some amazing breath work. Or, of course, a long meditation. For me, this full moon, it really depends, of course, but I'm likely going to just write and then blow in the candle, setting the intention. And then manifest, because that's always so fun to do. Decide what you want to manifest and alchemize. At least one thing. Write it down. I personally don't like to overdo it. I like to just choose what I'm prioritizing in my manifestations, because I notice a pattern for myself is that when I overdo it, I tend to dilute it. So it's more potent to approach full moon manifestations with the less is more mentality. And then grab a candle, preferably one that connects with what you know you intend to manifest. I like to refer to my friend Alex Kazemi's book, Pop Magic, who shares what color candle you could use for your manifestations if that's available to you. For example, green represents health and growth and money on the material plane. And then if it's healing or purification or light, then white. If it's friendship or harmony or self-love, especially, I mean, it's Valentine's season. It's the Leo full moon, which is all about that fiery passion and love. And it's a snow moon, the snowflakes, representing your unique self-love. And so pink is a beautiful one if that's available to you. And if it's love, passion, and summoning, how about red? Willpower, success, optimism, or discipline, go with orange. If it's about wisdom, psychic abilities, imagination, or the gates to the astral plane, then go purple. If it has something to do with the shadow self, perhaps black. If it has something to do with power or status, then try gold. Or if it has something to do with magic in your life or enhancing synchronicities, then try silver. Or maybe it's about rebellion and detachment, revolution, independence, then work with gray. Or just work with whatever candle you have available to you. I will likely, because I'll be in a traveling space, will not be actually working with a color candle. I'm just going to be working with the candle that I'm taking with me, and that's perfectly fine. Some people might not agree with me, but I think more than the tools, it's about the intention and the feeling of the experience and how you're feeling in the experience. So after you choose your candle, pour an essential oil onto your fingertip and rub your fingertips up and down the candle, infusing and charging this candle with the vision of your manifestation in mind, the intention of your manifestation. Charging this candle with your manifestation. Blow out the candle to symbolize the end of this manifestation ritual. But of course, the most powerful way to manifest is to just fully believe that this is coming for you, write it down, feel it with every fiber of your being, and trust it and express it, especially during the full moon. I think that any time is a powerful time to manifest, but there is some beautiful magic with connecting with the power of this full moon energy. Anyway, with all that being said, I hope that you enjoy dancing with this full moon, and I'll be connecting with you Monday for a special Valentine's Day episode with my girl Bree Melanson on many things when it comes to the heart. So, sending my love, Gemma. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the EuroMagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.